Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Breaking. declare that there will be no fear. You are not the author of confusion. There is no fear in you this morning, God. We just worship you, and we know that when we speak your mighty name, God, the demons have to tremble and demons have to flee. And they leave the situation when we speak the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever your situation is this morning, I want you just to take it during this next song. I want you to just speak the name of Jesus. Would you just call out on his name today? There's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's healing in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory. Now revealed in you are Christ.
chapter 4, verse 6, says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And I just want us to just spend a little bit of time. I just want you to just, for a minute, let's just pray. Whatever's on your heart, just give it to God. Just give it to God. Say, God, I thank you that you are here and that you listen to our prayers. And God, I just pray right now for our families. I pray right now for everyone that is a part of this body, and I pray for every Christian around the world. And God, I just thank you right now that we know that you are in control. And there is no circumstance that is going to change that. And God, right now I pray for our health. For those of us that are homesick, those of us that are struggling with disease, whatever it is that's coming against our bodies, God, I just pray right now that your Holy Spirit and that your healing power is traveling into our homes, traveling into our bedrooms, and right now resting on us, and we will see miracles happen in the name of Jesus. Because I know that we serve a miracle working God. And God, I pray for all anxiety to cease. Anxiety coming from us trying to control what you were meant to control. God, we let go. We let go. Have your way. Your way is better, Jesus. Shaking some things loose. You may have some family, you may have some friends that may not even be here this morning or may not be as close as they was at the beginning of the year right now. But this scripture, bringing all things with thanksgiving. It says it in the Bible over and over again, count it all joy. How can we count it all joy? Even when things may not seem to be going the way we want them, we can still count it joy because we know we serve a King who will never leave us. We serve a God who saved us from hell. We serve a God who heals and He works miracles on a regular basis. We serve a God who blesses us and allows us to wake up in the morning. And I'm so thankful this morning that I'm here surrounded by the body of Christ. And God, we don't know what's in store, but God, I'm thankful and I rest in knowing that You do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, right now, let's lift up our movers. These are 10 people that we know need to make the decision to follow Jesus. That we know that have not given their lives to Him, or maybe they have fallen away. And Father, we just thank You right now that Your Holy Spirit is still working. Your Holy Spirit is still growing seeds that have been planted. God, we thank You right now. We praise You in advance for the souls that are going to be added to Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, God, we thank You for it. And we are so excited to see the work that You're doing in our list, so we can check off another name and say, yes, they made the decision to follow Jesus today, in Jesus' name. And right now, maybe there's someone here this morning and you walked in here, and maybe you were on someone's mover's card, or maybe you just are here and you feel like, you know what, I have never given my life to Jesus, and I want to do that this morning. I want to give Him complete control. I'm tired of doing things on my own. Right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you, you say, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're watching online, this is you too. If you want to give your life to Jesus, right where you are, just lift your hand and say, that's me. Father, we thank You. I want us all to pray this prayer together. If you raise your hand, maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you know deep down that you need to. God knows. And if you pray this prayer and believe it in your heart and mean it, then it's going to be so. I want us all to pray this together. Watch it online. If you raise your hand, pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, forgive me for I sinned. I believe that You are the only way. I believe that You died for me. I give You my life. Have it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for souls added to the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Father, we give You the remainder of this service. God, have Your way. Allow us to hear every word of truth that is spoken through Your word and through Pastor Steve this morning. In Jesus' name, let us lay aside every distraction. Amen. Amen. We are so glad and honored that you guys are here this morning. But before we grab our seats, I would like us to honor another group of people, and that is all of our veterans. If you have served in the armed forces, military, in any way, I would just like you, just where you are, if you're sitting down, I want all of us to stand up. But if you served, I would like you to remain seated this morning. And I want us in this moment where we get to go and greet each other, I want us to go and honor and thank those that are seated and say, thank you so much for your service. Like, obviously, respect their boundaries. If they have a mask on, you don't need to go in and try and hug them. But just go and show your appreciation and honor these people right now in Jesus' name. We are so thankful.
And you guys, it's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.